Are you guys ready?
Let's do it, man.
All right, I'm going to play the promo. Here we go. Let's just go with it. 5,
do it,
4.
Do it with the hook.
Do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Southeast Linux Fest is a community event for anyone who wants to learn more about Linux and free and open source software. It is part educational conference and part social gathering. Like Linux itself, it is shared with the attendees of all skill levels to communicate tips and ideas and to benefit all who use Linux and free and open source software. The Linux Fest is a place to learn, to make new friends, to network with new business partners, and most importantly, to have fun. Come join us for the first annual Southeast Linux Fest on June 13th, 2009 in Clemson, South Carolina. Register today at southeastlinuxfest.org.
Give me a T!
T!
L!
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 T!
T!
S!
S!
What's that spell?
Let's
get it. It's a little thing TX show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that are looking bad. For the stream link, go direct to DLNGS.org. And I see channels at LinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the calendar's just about to begin.
Showtime! The Linux Link Tech Show is on. Your link to GNU Linux and the latest technology. 2 hours of insightful guests, tech info, and playful banter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Free software, free speech, open technology, and open mic.
I love it.
Now, live from the Linux Link Tech Show studios, here are your hosts, Dan, Alan, Pat, and Link. Link it up. And take it away.
Yeah, baby. Episode 297. Today is Wednesday, April 29th, 2009. Welcome, everybody.
Hello, hello.
A few minutes late. Some technical difficulties. Seem to be ironed out, right, Dan? We'll blame you in the end, as usual.
I don't understand. They're complaining the stream is too loud, but it's so soft. And I can't get a consistent answer from anybody in the damn chat.
Some people are saying it's distorting.
Maybe it was because I played this too loud. Is it better now?
You're going to have to wait like a minute and a half for... You're going to have to wait. There's like a lag.
But it's so soft.
It's soft, but distorted. Like a blues song.
All right, I think I might know what the problem is. I think this is the problem.
The MacBook sounds better than the Acer.
Wait, here we go. Is that better? The MacBook sounds better than... Oh, no! Where did the audio go? Somebody say something.
Hello.
I'm here. Are you still here?
Yeah, you're still here.
Okay, I think we're good to go, Dan. Too low. It's too low.
Yeah, it is.
You can't win, you know.
Oh, everybody wants something.
You know what, Dan? You're the problem, okay? You do all this work for free for the Linux community, okay, but you can't get it right. What the F?
All right, so now I'm too low.
It's breaking up.
And I'm breaking
up. How about
up.
Everybody else?
I think you sound fine, Dan.
Somebody said it sounds fine. Somebody says it's good. Another person said it's distorted. Another person says it sucks. I don't know. Does it sound fine or not?
You can't win, man. You just can't win.
Sounds fine.
Who's that? That didn't sound like any of us.
It's the stalker.
Oh, we've got a mystery guest on the line.
All right.
Mystery guest, have you ever won a book from us?
Maybe. Have you ever put your back out at work? No.
Is your name Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Testing. Where did my audio...
All right, let's just trudge through this, man.
All right. Okay.
Scan the torpedoes.
Can you hear me still?
You sound perfectly fine to me, anyway. I hear Dave fine.
They say it's great now. there we go.
So how are you
Close
boys
that.
Doing tonight? Let's get
Close
the shit
that.
Going here.
I'm doing
all right. Dave, Southeast Linux yeah. Expo Fest update. What's the latest?
I reserved the bar tonight for the pre-party and post-party. Guess what
that's very important.
It's got a... Yes, what the name of the bar is? Take a wild guess.
The beer keg.
It's Rock Hoppers. And on
Cock
the front
hoppers.
Of the door... No, Rock Hoppers. It's got a gentle penguin on the front of the door. The guy's got a thing about penguins up the inside. It's a bunch of penguins to do.
Yeah, I've actually encountered people in real life who just happen to like penguins. And they have no clue what the hell Linux is.
The owner of the place had heard of Linux, or that's what he said.
That's why he put a penguin on the door?
No, I don't know why he put it on the door.
He's probably full of it. He says that to all the potential customers. He just wants you to go in there and drop some cash.
He's probably just luring Linux geeks in there.
He lures the geeks in and then beats them up.
Yeah.
This place doesn't double as a sex dungeon, does it? It's not the local swingers club, is it?
I don't know yet. He did invite me back.
Is it going to taste good?
Dan's going to break out his gimp outfit just for the occasion.
I noticed that he sells T-shirts at this place, at this Rock Hoppers bar. That's this a bunch of penguins standing in front of a bar drinking beer. I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm sure he'll sell a few.
Oh yeah, that's what I told him.
How far is it from the campground?
It's 5 miles.
The bar is?
Yeah.
Can't you find the bar close to campgrounds?
Dan's going to be jogging back and forth from the campground to the convention center. Be all sweaty. 95 degree heat.
Campground. Campground closes at 10 p.m. I think, Dan.
Does it really?
Yeah.
That's not going to work for me. That's not going to work
Dan,
for anybody.
Dan, you seriously considering staying in the campground?
Yeah, I'm not going to afford a hotel. I mean, the campground's like $20.
Dude, just pack it in a room, man. Get like 3 furries in one room.
What'd you say, get 3 furries in one room?
Yeah, exactly. Three furries in one room. You can have the chinchilla. You can have a penguin.
Tony the tiger. Look, he's thinking about that now.
I don't know, I should probably find some people. I know I'm driving up with somebody. I forget, driving down with at least one person, but I forget who it is now.
Aren't we going to get
in a room, so...
Are you going?
Sounds good, Dan. You're breaking up.
I was going to say, yeah.
If you were going, Chad.
Are you going, Chad?
Yeah, man. I thought we were driving down together. I'm registered.
Are you going, Chad?
I mean, I thought we were camping out in Davey's backyard, but if you want to get a hotel room, we can.
Oh, no, I didn't know. I didn't want to impose on Davey Yates.
I wasn't going to ask. I just figured we would, you know, in the middle of the night, we'd pop up a tent and have that.
Hold on, I'll be...
Oh, that just sounds so bad.
Is Dave on the line?
I just want to pop up a tent and have at it.
Okay, we're going to have at it. You know, Dan and I, he likes to show his butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, I've not flown that, by the way, yet. I think that would...
I'm kidding, dude. We're going to get a hotel room.
Well,
it's only $70 a night, Dan. We'll just
split it. Yeah, it's
only
about that much.
People in there. Although we do need to reserve pretty soon.
Count up to Dave. How many people registered so far?
I think we're at 100. We're over 105. Which I'm happy with that. We're steadily going up. I think it's going to accelerate the closer we get. I'm still thinking we're going to get. I got my fingers crossed for 500.
Well, you know what the OLF people said. I remember Beth Lynn was saying that whatever your registrations are, it's like half of that what to expect.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what she said, I remember.
I'm not sure I'm registered, Dave Yates.
Well, you've got till May 30th to register and still get that $70 room price.
$70 room of what?
Wait, no, I take that back. You can register, but if you want to reserve a room for that $70 price, you have to reserve a room by the 30th of May. But you can register. You know, that's separate.
We don't have to register a room. We're sleeping in your backyard.
My wife just came down the stairs and said, "Are y'all talking about me?" The look she gave me tells me that that's not going to happen.
What if we wear camouflage and you just pretend like we're not there?
Okay, that might work.
So we need to find four people to room with at $70. Or I'm sleeping in a tent.
Yeah, it's $70 a night, so if it were just us, we'd each pay $70 and we'd be good.
You get four people, then you're down there below that camping price.
Down there at $35. And I don't have to buy a tent.
I might have somebody going, Dan, so I'll let you know as soon as I know, but...
Alright.
Pat, you were saying about expecting half of the registered number. I know the last two events I went to were small kind of events, FoxCon and the Atlanta Linux Fest. I think they both had around what was registered, because they were smaller events. You know, one day, not really any kind of hotels involved or anything. But I think one of them had 120, another had 320, and I think that's about what they had registered.
I guess when she cited that number, she was playing on the conservative side, you know?
Yeah. We'll see. It's all going to be a surprise to me, either way.
Oh, you're going to get a surprise.
Dave, you putting together those welcome packages for everybody?
Welcome packages.
He's got a welcome package for everybody.
Fruit basket or something?
He's got
complimentary,
a fruit basket.
Complimentary Linux journals for everybody so they can read something while they're on the can.
He's got a sausage package for you. So let me ask you a couple questions about the venue, Dave Yates.
Okay.
This is at the college, right?
Yeah.
And this is in a town, right?
Yep.
What kind of, like, what's the town like? Is it, I mean, are there good places to eat?
The town, yeah. It's a college, a small college town. The town has maybe 10,000 people. The university has maybe 20,000.
Yeah.
It'll be during the summer, so there won't be a lot of students there. But yeah, there's a lot of places to eat. Lots and lots of restaurants.
And your wife is cooking for us breakfast for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Hey, if she's got a problem, you put her on the phone. I'll set her straight right now.
You can't handle her, Dan.
You tell her, I don't want to have to come down there and kick some butt.
Yeah. You don't know what fear is.
Suddenly today's line goes dead.
Are you going to have, like, is there going to be a separate section where you're going to have the Civic on display? People can come up and take pictures with it?
No.
You can have, like, a cardboard cutout of you in the driver's seat, and people can just, like, sit in the passenger seat and take a picture, and it could be, like, a photo op event.
I still think we need to cram as many podcasters as we can in it, and then who drives up when we get out like clowns, you know? Just 15 of us get out of the Civic.
That would make a good photo op.
I have to do that at Ohio. There'll be more of us there to have.
Why can't we do it at both? Have, like, an evolution. Why a lot of naysaying out of you today?
Because he's afraid we're going to camp in his backyard.
Yeah.
Holy
y'all tearing the seats out of my car to get more people in there.
I can see that happening, too.
He's just making sure his address is nowhere on the net. So no.
It's on there.
Can you imagine driving back Saturday night and, like, all the seats are out of your car and one of the doors are ripped off and having to explain that to your wife?
No.
She'd forgive you.
When I was in college and... she would eventually. When I was in college and we were dating, I had a Volkswagen Beetle, and I took out all the seats except the driver's seat to put speakers in it. I had 27 speakers in there, I think. And I picked her up one night to go out on a date, and I didn't have a seat for her to sit in, so I put one of those nylon web fold-up lounge chairs where the passenger seat would have been. And I can't remember if she got in or not, but I think she did.
Did she say, never again?
Yeah, probably. I can't remember, but... That's not that uncommon down here.
Oy, oy, oy. So any more information about Southeast Linux Fest? Because God knows I'm going to be sick of that damn promo by the time it comes around.
Not yet. Not yet. We're working on it.
I'm looking forward to it, Dave. I'll tell you that.
I really am. Thank you. Well, we're going to have free Wi-Fi at the event. It's free Wi-Fi at the Comfort Inn. We're working on the pre and post party. We're wrapping up the last four or five speakers in the next week and a half or so. Probably looking at 22 exhibitors, maybe, up to that number. And we got a place for Birds of a Feather sessions, that kind of thing. So it's going to have everything I think you'd expect, except maybe on a smaller, more rough around the edges, first-year kind of conference kind of way. Everything could go wrong, and we'll all have fun.
If it does go bad, are you going to cry?
No, I'm lowering the expectations that way. If anything goes right, it's going to be fantastic.
All right, dude, I know it's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be good.
Chad's going to be there. It's going to be wonderful.
Exactly. Right. There's a lot of people working on this with me, and it's gonna all happen. It's gonna be good.
You know who should show up? That Russian guy that comes on Linux Cranks every now and then.
Nicholas.
Yeah. If he would show up, that would be rocking good time.
I agree.
All right, whose drawer is going up and down?
Well, that's mine. Sorry, I'm making my dinner for tonight.
You're making it by moving your jaw up and down?
Well, I'm test tasting.
Okay.
Pre-digesting it.
Yeah. My wife accidentally got into my teleporter, and now she's half B, so I have to chew her food up for her and regurgitate the sugars.
Pre-chew Charlie's?
Yeah.
You fed your kids vomit in their mouth. Yeah.
No, they already ate. They ate a while ago. I'm trying to lose some of my fat ass, so we're eating different foods than the kids.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a goal?
Yeah, I lose my fat ass.
What? How much?
You know how much? I have to. What? How much?
20 pounds?
No, try like 50. If I could drop 50, I could be back down to the weight I was at when I got married.
Which was what?
175. Wow. I'm a fat ass now.
Yeah, I weigh 175. I need to lose about 35 pounds. Not too old.
You would look like an anorexic
supermodel.
Yeah.
An anorexic supermodel?
Well, a really ugly anorexic supermodel.
Okay, yeah. That's further qualified. That goes without saying.
Dave, if you dropped that much weight, you'd look like your wife, wouldn't you? Seriously, because your wife is like...
Don't they say that people that have been married a long time start looking like each other?
That's what they say. You calling my wife ugly?
No, I didn't. I said you look like your wife, but uglier. No, okay. That didn't come out right.
It did not. Quit while you're ahead, dude.
I give up. Forget it. Forget I said anything. Ay, ay, ay.
We're going to show up down there and Dan's going to get his ass kicked.
Let's start over, Dave. You're trying to lose weight, man. That's great. Congratulations. I wish you the best of luck.
No. Actually, I'm not trying to lose weight. I need to, but I'm not trying. No.
It would be so much easier if food didn't taste good and beer wasn't yummy.
Yeah.
Or if you burnt calories sitting on your butt.
Well, you can do that.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, you can. There's all these websites that say you can burn calories. Just
are those the same websites that say that you can have a symphony in your pants?
You don't have one? I have one all the time.
I need to get one.
Ay, ay, ay.
Anyways, are we going to talk about anything Linux related, or are we going to go on about Dan's fat, smelly butt?
Oh.
My jaunty machine's crashing every day now.
Oh, that's nice.
On this thing. Yeah.
You have an NVIDIA graphics card, the 3100?
No. It's an Intel X30. It's a GMA 965 chipset.
You know, I think I have the same one
on
my Dell, and I don't think I have any of the problems that you describe.
Or are you running Compia?
I'm actually running Ubuntu on there now. So it's K1.
Okay, but okay. Well, if I enable effects in GNOME, and I'm using the experimental UXA acceleration method too, so that's part of it. But it was working great up until they upgraded Mesa or something. Something around April 3rd, it was working real good through the beta. But the beginning of April, it started going downhill, but now it's crashing every day.
And that's because you're using that experimental?
It's that plus something else. I could disable the experimental, and it will still crash according to the bug tracker. I've already forgotten what number it is. But they're releasing a patch real soon now that will increase the virtual desktop size in your XOR.com file. And that's, for unknown reasons, delays it from happening. Because it will happen with whether you're using EXA or UXA acceleration. But I don't know. I'm sure eventually they'll get it fixed, but I've been, for the most part, pretty unhappy with this Intel card. I mean, I got to think this in a lot of people's computers. I mean, it works. I can live in, you know, a Fluxbox with no 3D compositing or anything like that, and it works great. But I sort of feel like I'm back in the late 90s at the same time. So.
You might as well be running Fluxbox in Slackware.
Yeah.
What's your video card again?
I mean, but even, it's an Intel X3100. It's got the GMA965 chipset. And there's a particular version, version of that card, I guess, that is plagued with this one problem. And that literally the bug in Launchpad has probably got 400 comments right now. They've been working on it for a while now. It's just not fixed yet.
Isn't that supposed to be an open source card driver?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. That's one reason that I was excited about this ThinkPad.
I'm like puzzled because I think I have the same exact graphic chipset in my Dell, and I don't have any of the problems that you described. That's what's bizarre.
Wow. Well, I know I'm not alone because, like I said, there's just 400 people. Or 400.
I totally believe you, man. Which is odd because it's Intel, you know. You think Intel should be well supported.
Yeah. But it worked great in Hardy, or Gutsy and Hardy. It worked great. There was just one regression after another from Intrepid to Johnny. And performance-wise, it's just gotten worse. And when they introduced this UXA stuff, it got better, and it stayed better for like 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks of the beta period. Then they upgraded Mesa, and it just started going downhill. I mean, it works fine. I get good frame rates. I'm rotating the cube right now, and I could probably do this for 4 or 5 hours, and then it just stuck. When I say it crashes, it takes a hard reset. Nothing works except the mouse. And, I mean, you can move the cursor, but you can't click on anything. I mean, you can't control all backspace. You can't go to a virtual terminal. You can't SSH into it. Nothing. But they'll get it fixed. Either that or I just go back to the Fluxbox without a compositor.
But Dave, I want you to be happy, man.
Well, if I'm happy, I can't be happy.
Then I can't be happy either.
No, but whatever Intel card's in this little EEE 900, it performs better on Lenny. As far as not crashing goes. I got compositing working with Bookingbox on it. It doesn't perform as good, but it doesn't crash. But that's the only problem I got with John.
So other than that, it's working fine for you?
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight, whether people were happy with Jaunty or not, whether it's working for you guys.
I'm pretty happy with it. The only issue that I've seen is that certain games, when you first starting up, the music is like sped up slightly and a little garbled. It's only on certain games, though, that I notice it. Like, no, this is Ubuntu. I have two installs of Ubuntu. I have regular Ubuntu on the family workstation, and then I have Kubuntu on my laptop. And it's on regular Ubuntu that I've noticed this. And it seems like after a few minutes, it works fine. But it's only on the music track. It's not like on the sound effects. Maybe it's an issue with the version of SuperTux within Jaunty. Who knows?
Because I have been using it for a couple of months now. For a while, actually. And aside from the stinking audio problems that they between Pulse and KDE's Phonon system, it's been relatively fantastic for me. And in just a minute, you're going to hear a little girl's crying.
Aww.
Yeah.
What happened?
Child again.
Because they're starting to annoy me.
They should be getting into bed by now.
They should be, and I told them to. And that's why they're going to be crying in a minute. As you can hear that they're not paying attention to me. Chad, are you running Jaunty?
Yeah, but I'm only running Kubuntu. I'm running running Kubuntu on my laptop, running Kubuntu at work, and I put my boss on Kubuntu Jaunty, too. And I mean, it's been solid as a rock for me.
I put my boss on Jaunty, too, but not Kubuntu, but just regular Ubuntu. He's got an Intel 945 card, I think, or 4500. I can't remember. It works fine with him. He loves it. I mean, he's had it 3 days now, and he was running Hardy, but he likes Jaunty. He says it's better.
Yeah, my boss was on Ubuntu. I moved him over to Kubuntu because he noticed all the bling going on the desktop, and he wanted it. He's not like a hardcore Linux user. He's just a user. So, and he loves it. Loves it.
I did actually have to scale back the bling on the desktop with this install for him, because this is a new computer for him, and whatever Intel cards in it doesn't, it's not as well supported as the old one he had in his Dell. So that's another example of, in my mind, some regression with either, you know, really, really popular Intel cards or new Intel cards. Can you have regression with a new card? I don't think you can.
I think you can.
Okay.
Works for me, Dave.
Why is it that... Sorry, go ahead.
Why is it that what?
Why is it that if I install Hardy server on some servers, it craps out on me. But if I go to Debian, it installs fine.
It's because Debian installs on everything.
But why isn't that being rolled into Ubuntu server? I just don't get it.
Can't help you. We'll have to line somebody up from the Ubuntu server team and ask them these questions.
Yeah.
Everything I've read...
They actually take drivers out of the kernel, which doesn't make sense.
Everything I've read about it says they're making a big push on the server, and it's important to them, because there's a lot of money to be made.
Yeah.
You know, Debian has been around forever, and it runs on freaking every platform that I can think of.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely one of its strengths, for sure.
You know, I hear Debian runs better on a Sunbox than Solaris does.
Yeah, that won't be a problem anymore. Oh, this sucks ass.
What are you talking about, then?
What's that?
My wife wanted me to take her EEE apart and clean it. And I didn't realize how much of a nightmare this is going to be. They have,
Now we can't get it back together again.
No, the problem I have here is, I wish I knew how this piece was held on here. But when you lift up the front where the trackpad connects into, there is, a ribbon that I guess connects to it. And it's attached to a sticky device, and it's one of those, data cable, those ribbon cables, where it supposedly slides in. And I have no idea how this thing came out, and I have no idea how to get it back in. This is ugly. And I don't want to break the case. Why did they do this? Why did they do this, David Yates?
I didn't take mine apart. I don't know. I know the I thought about it because the left clicky thing quit working.
Well, that's the reason why I'm taking this, mostly the reason why I'm taking this apart, because her mouse isn't working properly.
What model she got?
The 700.
Mine's a 900.
701. And it's like dirty as hell, but... Oh, she's gonna kill me. I wish there was an easy way to get this bezel, this like top... This has to come off somewhere.
Run it through the dishwasher now.
Yeah, the whole thing, huh? Oh, here we go. Now it's starting to snap off. Permanently! Snap off. I always hate working on laptops and stuff like this. Oh, yeah, yeah. So what I was going to say is, for the past couple of weeks, I've been hearing a lot of praise for Jaunty in the tech press and the mainstream tech press, too. And,
yeah, definitely.
Which is great, because it got me thinking, you know, a lot of more people are recommending Ubuntu and everything, and I'm really, I just think this is really probably a significant turning point in the adoption of Linux on the desktop as a mainstream operating system for people. And I think you'll hear more and more about it in the tech press these upcoming weeks, because every time we say something on this show or one of these shows, we hear
three
about
weeks
it
later.
Three or 4 weeks later, somebody writes an article about it. What do you guys think? You think this is it? I mean, we're only going to see more mass adoption?
You know, I mean, there was a lot of hype behind Hardy and its release as well. I'm not quite sure that this is the big move into Linux desktop adoption. I'm really worried about the Windows 7 release and how it's going to affect businesses that right now are considering going over to Linux, and whether or not they're going to tip one way or the other once Windows 7 comes out. I think Chunky is beautiful. I don't know how many people are actually watching Tech Press.
But, I mean, it's on Twit.
Yeah.
It's on CNET.
I'm sorry, but I'm very dismissive of all that so-called Tech Press type.
Yeah.
You know, there is more to the world besides San Francisco, Bay Area. You know, the heresy, you know.
I mean, I want to hear it on NPR, and I want to see it, you know. Normal people don't, you know, they don't even pay attention to...
Yeah, it's a big circle jerk out there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they get put up on these press junkets and wined and dined. They get new computers running Windows 7. You know, they get a brand new MacBook, you know.
Isn't that
well,
the way
you know,
it why should their opinions be better than you or me? You know, we're working in the trenches day in and day out, you know. Why are their opinions better than ours? Why are they more important? Sorry if I'm ranting here, but it pisses me off.
Ran away.
I am bitter, damn it.
No, you're right. You're right. And, you know, the thing is most power users at this point do realize that Windows Vista is the piling heap of horse manure, and that Linux is a viable option now. The problem is the mass population still has no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
the only difference.
Care less about the... Go ahead.
The only difference between Vista and Windows 7, and why they're saying Windows 7 is better, is because they got paid off more from Microsoft, the so-called tech press from San Francisco.
No, you're absolutely right. It's lighter weight, but it's still the same piece of crap. You still have to go through seven steps to get to the network manager. What the frick is that?
I don't know what it is because I've never used it, so.
I was just going to say, I could care less what the mass populace thinks about it. I mean, Linux has been ready for me on the desktop for 14 or 15 years now. And
for a long time, yeah.
If this is the year for the desktop for the mass populace, whoopee-doo. If it's not, that's great, too. I mean, as long as I can use it, I'm being a little self-centered here, but that's all I care about.
No,
I mean, I've been
right.
Hearing this is the year Linux desktop for years. I mean,
I don't think it's ever going to
happen.
After a while.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's more significant, I think. Did anybody notice that it's starting to leak out that the Android notebook is coming out?
Yes.
$250 price point?
Yeah. Yep.
That's
2 or 3 months.
You start tacking Google to the name, and I think that's what's going to change everything. Because everybody's using Gmail now, everybody's using Google Docs. As soon as you have a notebook geared towards all that stuff and has Android on it, people are going to jump on it.
I want to talk about Android. I wanted to talk about some of the new Android phones that are coming out. The last few days, there's been a whole slew of announcements and previews of what phones are coming out with Android. And there's quite a few, actually. You know, everybody knows about the next version coming from HTC, you know, that's going to be on T-Mobile, the G2 is what they're calling it. It's basically, it's just going to be a touch phone. Everybody knows about that one. That's not the one that's really interesting. What's really interesting is the Samsung is coming out, the i7500. That's coming out with Android pretty soon. And then today on the Fandroid.com site, they showed previews of the two first Motorola phones running Android, and I like them, man. They look pretty damn hot, and the rumor going around is they're going to be on Verizon, which is I think a big deal.
I hope, oh God, I hope, please, because if it's not on Verizon, I'm done. That's all I have around here.
That's all I got, too.
You know, people rag on the Motorola, man. These two phones look pretty damn cool, man. I put the link to the Fandroid website. You can see them. One's called, the code name is the Calgary, and the other one is called the Iron Man.
Man, I really hope that comes out with right. I hope it's soon, too.
You know, the Samsung it reminds me of a lot of maybe of a BlackBerry or even an iPhone. You know, some people like that form factor. Me personally, I'd rather have a real keyboard that, like, slides out.
And, Nokia any time.
Exactly. Check out the Motorola Calgary, Chad. It looks a lot like the Nokia.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh,
see it with the slide out?
That's what I want.
I want that one, too. That's the one I want, the Calgary.
Yeah, that's slick. I've never been able to have like Linux on one of my phones because it's just never happened. So this, please go to Verizon.
Yeah, I'll post the individual links for the different ones, the Calgary and the Iron Man and the Samsung. I'll put all three in there. People can check them out.
Of course, you know the iPhone's supposed to be having a deal with Verizon as well. So hopefully, all the press doesn't go that way.
You know, the so-called tech press, they're like creaming in their pants because you could do cut and paste an iPhone. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Well, isn't that Apple's main money-making division is the iPhone and the iPod?
I think it is, yeah.
Absolutely.
Not their computers.
Yeah, iPods are
big.
Yeah.
You can't even multitask in... You can't even multitask with an iPhone, can you? I mean, can you run more than one application at a time on that device?
I think you can, but I don't think you can run anything in the background, right?
jailbreak it, you can.
Not unless you jailbreak it, like you said it.
But by default now, the only things that run in the background are iTunes, the iTunes portion of the music portion.
That's
that
exactly
sense.
Why
like,
people should not
box.
Use iPerry's platform like that. I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's
what do you need to run multiple applications for on your phone?
You need to run BitTorrent,
dude. Have open all the time, man.
You gotta have BitTorrent running, don't you know that?
Can you run BitTorrent on an iPhone?
You probably could. It's a small form factor computer. I don't see why not.
Yeah.
They'll probably shut you down. You know, once your bandwidth limit exceeded.
I'll tell you what really sucks. This really sucks. I hate this. This is freaking a nightmare.
Having a little problems there, Dan.
Yeah, this ribbon cable is freaking horrible. I don't know how these little Chinese people do this.
Little Chinese fingers.
Small hands.
It must be, because, like...
I got some 8-year-olds working in the factory.
Like, how the hell am I going to get this ribbon cable in, and this ribbon cable in, and this ribbon cable in?
Takes three hands.
And he's a hand the size, like a finger, a hand the size of my finger to get this crap together again. Holy mackerel.
Dan, stop complaining because you have big fat sausage fingers.
I know, I should. I'm sorry. How the heck? There's got to be an easier way to do this.
The other thing with Android is they just released a new version of the development. We call it Cupcakes.
Sounds tasty. What's wrong with that?
With what, the cupcake?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Everybody likes cupcakes.
You're
who doesn't
right
like cupcakes? It's like pizza, man. Who doesn't like pizza?
I'll tell you who doesn't like pizza.
Pie.
People you don't like pizza.
Everybody likes parfait. I don't know anybody who doesn't like parfait.
Parfaits?
Parfait.
Creme brulee?
Pudding. Who doesn't like pudding? I love pudding.
Depends on what kind of pudding it is.
Is this old pudding or new pudding?
No, like chocolate pudding or butterscotch.
I really like the way you say pudding.
Pudding.
Thank you. Thank you.
That jello. Gotta have some jello.
My public speaking teacher when I was in college asked me to put G's on the end of my ING words, and I told her I would try. I couldn't. It just wouldn't work out.
Did she flunk you then?
No, I told her, I grew up 9 miles from here, and you're from Arizona or something. I said, you're the one with the accent. Back off.
Exactly.
You're the one with the accent.
I went to
it's all relative, my friend.
9 miles from my house, and they ought to be able to talk that way.
It's all relative.
Ay, ay, ay. I don't know what the hell my wife is doing with this AAA. But there's like, it's obscene. Wait, I'm putting it back together. Relax. I just need to figure out how I'm going to get the keyboard back in here.
So, Dan, did you buy one of those Mesos?
Yes, I got a refurb Meso.
How do you like it?
I like it very much, although when I bought it, it came, and I was setting it up. It was the day before... Jaunty came out. So I wanted to get Jaunty on it right away, but it had the Netbook remix on there for Hardy. And every time I tried to, you can't go from the Netbook, from Hardy to Jaunty. You have to go from Hardy to Intrepid, then the Jaunty if you're going to do an upgrade like that. And every time I tried to go to Intrepid, the servers were just taxed. Actually, I think it came out the day of Jaunty, and the servers were just taxed, so I was having one hell of a problem. So finally, I gave up, and I just downloaded the Netbook Remix the next day, threw it on a flash drive, flash card, and installed it that way, and it was... How did I get rice in here? It was beautiful. It runs great. Now, I'll tell you what. When I got this, I spent 4 hours the day I got this thing putzing around with it, trying to get the trackpad to work properly, you know, for scrolling. And every time I'd run my finger down the left side, it would scroll when I got to the bottom or at the top, but it would go the whole length of the trackpad before I could scroll with it, and it was really annoying me, and I couldn't get it right, so I was going out there. Somebody said it was a Synaptics trackpad, and I was trying to get the G Synaptics to run, and the SH config crap that you have to go through for it, and all these different things. I spent 4 hours trying to configure this damn thing, and it just would not scroll for me. And other people were like, oh yeah, it scrolls great, and I'm like, I just don't get it. So I finally got upset. It was like late at night. And I'm like, this is either going to work or it's not going to work. And I pulled up XEV, and I was looking at what was going on with the numbers being, you know, the key codes being recognized by this thing. And I noticed as I got to the bottom of the trackpad, it hit a key code 4, and a top hit of a key code 4, and that's when I realized that I don't scroll with my finger up and down. You put your finger on the lower right-hand side or the upper right-hand side of the trackpad, and it scrolls for you. And it actually, I like that a whole lot better than the other way that I'm used to, and I was very happy with it. So that was a fun little fiasco to figure out. But Jaunty went on there, lickety split, beautiful, not a problem, really digging it. The Jaunty Netbook Remix I tried out, it works very well for me. I'm satisfied. There's one problem I have with the machine, and it's the reason why I'm not on it right now, is for some reason I'm having problems with the wireless, in that whenever I connect using the wireless and run the SJ phone over it, it starts flaking out on me. Like, I get intermittent connections. It stops. It, like, drops the connection. You notice before I was all touch and go with my connection, because right now I'm on the AAA, and it's working fine. I don't know what the problem is with that. Azimuth has one of these, and I'm not sure if it's the Mezzo, because I don't have any wireless problems any other time, or if it's my wireless router. Because when I was on Craigslist over the weekend, I had the exact same problem. And while I was having the problem, my wife was also having intermittent problems with her AAA on the network. So it's something I got to explore further. But I'm really digging it. It's a really cool netbook. I saved my money up for a while. Huh?
Oops, you broke it.
Broke what? The wireless?
The network.
I don't know. Possibly. That's the way these things go. But it's really cool. I dig it. I highly recommend it. One of my other complaints about it, if I have to give a complaint, is the keyboard is a little different than your standard keyboard. It doesn't have a right shift key, which I find very annoying. And the position... The position of some of the things like the backspace and the pipe are in different locations, so that gets very frustrating. But I'm getting more accustomed to it. Other than that, it's great. Speakers are a little iffy, but I don't have a problem listening to music or anything on it. So I give it 2 thumbs up. It was worth it.
Is it better than the AAA PC?
They have their pros and cons. Like I say, the keyboard and that wireless issue I'm fighting with right now are problems. And then other than that, I would say yes. It has an 80 gig hard drive in it, which is nice. I like that. That makes me happy.
I'd actually rather have a netbook without the hard drive, you know, with just the solid state drive. That's just my personal preference, because I feel like I can drop it more. Not that I would do that on purpose, but I've dropped this one 4 or 5 times already.
Have you guys seen the System 76 netbook?
Yeah, that looks great.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I just put the link in the IRC. It looks pretty rocking, man.
It's got a hard drive, too, in it, I think.
Comes pre-installed with the Ubuntu Netbooks Remix. It's got a, let's see, what are the specs? Gig of memory, 160-gig hard drive, Atom N270 1.6 gigahertz processor, which is pretty much a standard for the netbooks these days. Ada Tool 11BG. It's got Intel graphics, 950 card. It's got 3 USB jacks, built-in 0.3 megapixel webcam, 6-cell lithium-ion battery.
Yeah, it looks pretty sweet. What does it start at, 350?
359.
What's really cool, and I didn't know this at first, but I just found this out, everybody who goes to Southeast Linux Fest, Dave Yates is buying them one of those.
Awesome. I'm there.
In fact, his wife said send her an email, so she's going to do the ordering.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all like that Ubuntu Netbook Remix interface?
I like it, man. For a netbook, it's pretty sweet.
I like it out of all of them so far, but I turn it off. I don't use the interface.
I don't have it on. No, I'm on this one here either.
Yeah, I use OpenBox, but I mean, to me, this is like a colossal waste of space.
Oh no, I think it's quite the opposite.
To my eyes, really. Now, I do like how they got the GNOME panel at the top. That's nice, but
yeah, that's kind of what I like, the way it tabs things right at the top for you. And the whole interface disappears as soon as you open a window anyway. So, I don't know. Once you get used to it, I really like it.
At the last LUG meeting, Link showed up with his Acer with the Netbooks Remix on there, and I was playing around with it, man. It's really nice.
You know, I'll tell you what. I have the Netbook Remix on mine and my wife's Ubuntu machine. And the one thing I don't like, well, I don't mind that. That works fine for me. But I noticed that somewhere along the line, they changed a little bit of the behavior. That launcher menu that comes up, above that is like a panel where when you launch applications, it comes up and... Instead of, like, it's like the window list is in that little panel above. On the Netbook Remix that I installed, that was installed on the Mezzo, and what I installed in Jaunty, that panel right there, it's not a full stretch across the full screen, but it takes up most of the top panel, and the applications launch up into there. And what I had done was, I think the... UME launcher is nice, but I toggle it off. And when I toggle stuff off, when an application would come up, the top of the application's menu, the top of the application window, the taskbar, whatever the hell that, what's that called at the top? The window decoration where the close button is and the maximize and minimize. For some reason, that would drop behind the GNOME panel.
That's weird.
It was really odd, and it frustrated me for a while. And when I went into my preferences, the window preferences, there's an option to toggle the Netbook Remix interface on or off, so you can have the Netbook or the standard GNOME. I put it back on the standard GNOME, that issue went away. So there was some kind of funky Netbook panel up at the top that was just bugging the heck out of me. But not anymore!
What, do you have to buy the MISOs online, Dan, or are they in stores anywhere?
No, I haven't seen him in stores. I only saw him online. You can get, like, I don't know what the full deal is with it, but I got mine refurbished at off of Amazon. If you want to buy one new, they say that there's like a month wait on those, wow. And they cost a little more. Azimuth bought his, I think he bought his new, it was like $100, like $350 when he bought it. So, I'm not sure. I think the model, the one that I have and the one that he has, I think the model has been discontinued, and they're coming out with a new one. But it's a great little machine. It makes me happy.
That seems to be the going price, $350. The Acers were cheap. I was looking at some of the prices on the Acers, and it seems up to about a week ago, you can get a new one for like $260, $270. But like in the last few days, the backup, they're up to like $300 for the cheapest ones.
Is that with a hard drive or with a solid state drive?
$300 like for the solid state. The hard drives are like $350.
Yeah.
I saw the Acer Aspire. I saw one that was comparable to the
Sounds good, Dan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I bumped the mute. I saw an Acer Aspire, a blue one, on Amazon. It was new for $280, comparable to the Mezzo. The difference, I think, it didn't have. I don't think it had a solid. It had a solid state hard drive in it, as opposed to a regular hard drive. Let me see if that's still up there.
I posted mine up, and I'll actually give you 20.
All right, who's got the phone up the rear end?
Gorka.
Not. Whatever.
It is Gorka.
Was a good guess.
Now what was that, Chad? Because you got overshadowed.
I hate the Acer. I hate it.
You have it?
I've tested them at work, and I just hate them.
What is it you don't like about it?
I had just nonstop problems installing anything on it. Nothing. I never got everything working, I couldn't get IBEX on it at all. I ended up having
an
older version of Hardy. If I upgraded the kernel, it would crash.
Ay.
And there were so many things wrong with it. The thing is slow as dirt. Now we got the cheap version. I can't remember off the top of my head what version it was, but it was the cheap one. It was slow as a dog. I've tried the Asus. I've seen a bunch of these now. We get the Dell. We tested out the Dell and Acer's by far. My least favorite.
I'm sorry, there I go. They have an Acer One 8.9-inch netbook with a 3-cell battery, 1 gig of RAM, 160 gigabyte hard drive, running Linux for $299.85.
Just say no.
Is it that bad? See, I know, Link has an Acer, and he was, he said he liked the Limpus was okay, but when he tried Ubuntu, he was having problems with it.
Yeah. To be fair, that's all.
Yeah, mine went Arch on his.
Who does?
A friend of mine at work. Just Skorkin, by the way.
Nah, I know you're lying, because you don't got friends. You don't have a job, you're homeless.
Yeah, so sometimes I wonder.
How is Arch on the Acer?
He really likes it. He actually is switching to Arch on everything.
was tempted to, you know, I've been tempted to install Arch on the Mezzo. Very tempted. Arch is a great distribution. It's hard though, because once you get everything up, are we gonna be talking over each other for the next half hour?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I was going to say, what I was going to say is I'm tempted to do it, but once you get the thing, once you get your netbook up and running, you don't want to dick around with it. But that's all I was going to say.
I'd like to see that System 76 in person, man. Based on the pictures on the website, it looks like a pretty nice machine. And those guys do a pretty good job with the machines.
They do. I would love to see it myself. But you were saying there, Gorkon, you were talking about your friends and Gentoo or something.
Yeah, he's a Gentoo racer, and he'd love to run Gentoo on a netbook, but it would just take weeks to install.
Not to mention that if he had a solid-state hard drive, wouldn't that just wreck the drive?
Actually, well, here's the funny thing. He bought his with the 160 gig hard drive.
Oh.
And he switched to a solid state.
How did he switch to a solid state? He just put one in?
Yep.
Or is he booting off like the flash card?
Nope. He boots off he bought a solid state drive to put in it. He got a 60 gig solid state drive.
Fancy.
They're coming down. They're getting big.
Damn straight.
I think I saw an option somewhere. I think it was Dell for a 256 solid state drive now.
How much?
Actually,
gig. I'm actually talking size, not cost.
Okay.
Actually, IBM just had an announcement this week. On the server level, they're going to have P-Series boxes with SSD drives in them. Available May 22nd. SSD, solid state drive on a server.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that.
I mean, talk about rewrite nightmare.
What's the deal then with regards to solid-state hard drives? And there was a issue that they were saying if you continuously write to it too much, it's going to wear the drive out really fast.
Absolutely. That's the thing about solid-state. You have less of a longevity. They have a finite amount of writes that you can do to the drive.
So given that, I don't see the logic in having, for one, a server.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that.
It's probably designed for putting your BitTorrent. User maybe your user land on it. Or boot sector.
I can see where it's beneficial if you're partitioning only certain parts of the operating system on the solid state.
I've got Debian a solid state in an SD card here, and I did some reading when I installed the IEEE version of Debian, and they had a good write-up on estimating the life on an EXT3 on a solid state drive, and it looked, what I was reading said, you probably get 4 or 5 years out of it, and to me that seemed pretty good for a netbook.
2-3 years, you're going to get a new one.
Yep, I'm already wanting a new one.
Most likely, yeah.
So, Gorkon, you missed us talking about the new Android phones.
Oh, shit, I might as well hang up now if you're going to
have a lot of new ones in the pipe.
The Motorola's look sweet.
Yeah, they look nice, but Actually, what's interesting me more is the talks of an ARM-based netbook with Android on it.
Yeah, we talked about that, too.
Yeah.
You posted, you emailed a picture of that little handheld computing device. That,
yeah,
oh God,
the UMID M1.
Yeah, but it's running, like, I don't, why would you want to run Windows on something like that?
Oh, God.
As little as it is.
Yeah,
well,
let me,
I'd probably run it. Yeah, let me find the link.
I think I've got it here.
It's on Dynamism.
That just looks like a nightmare for Windows.
Got it.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Well, they got another one on there. Oh, I'm probably a little hot. There we go. The VLIV S5.
What's that run?
That's a full touch screen, and it runs Windows, of course, but it should be on the front page there of that website. The UMID is the black UMID. Then, of course, then there's the Sony VAIO-P, which I really love to have.
Well, you know what? Speaking of Windows, there was an article on Alexer. I think it was yesterday. Maybe it was today, somebody had mentioned about Microsoft's virtualizing technology that they're going to incorporate into Windows 7 for backwards compatibility to run like a virtualized version of XP. And they were talking about how that's going to be...
XP mode.
Yeah, XP mode. How that's going to be an administrative nightmare, or could potentially be, with having to run antivirus software and anti-spyware software on both Windows 7 and XP virtualized. I mean, that just sounds like overkill for protection. I mean, you think that's going to be the case?
Yeah, antivirus companies will catch up, and they'll just have one, you know, one package that handles everything.
The antivirus companies suck, but let's not go there. I think
that's it right
the
there.
Friend's computer because, yeah.
That's what's going
to
kill Linux, is that virtual.
Yeah.
Why are we talking over each other again? Gorkon, go ahead. I will shut up. You go ahead.
I don't know. I was just saying antivirus companies suck in general. Their software is horrible, like Symantec. Oh. I don't know how anybody puts up with it anymore.
What do you use at the school, Chad?
Symantec Enterprise. It's, you know, but honestly, it's awesome as far as I'm concerned. I've not run, you know, just a regular home version of antivirus in ages, so I really can't speak to that. But the Enterprise version of antivirus from Symantec, nice for an administrator's point of view.
That's what we is.
Why don't you like it, Gorkon?
Oh, I have no problem with the with what Chad said. You know, we use the same version. The corporate version is very good. It's the consumer edition that's just a ripoff. I mean, it's just it's a friend of mine. He just wanted to update. You know, basically re-up his subscription, and he did that, and now it's. His computer started to act funky, so he called Symantec support. They remote into his computer, and now he's having problems with it even booting and being usable.
Oh, I'm just waiting for Symantec. Did the Symantec have a version for Linux?
Yeah, there you go.
My systems.
That's what I'm gonna do. For Linux?
Yeah. I need to get my systems protected.
Yeah, you can use Clam AV.
Yeah.
No, I want real protection, not this fake open source FOSS protection.
You know what's really cool is that fog, the cloning solution I talked about before. You can click a button and have like a whole room of computers shut down, reboot, and run Clam AV against them. It'll download the latest definitions and it'll just scan an entire room of computers. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that router, when I reviewed the PFSense-based router, PFSense itself, I think you can run Clam AV as a module and have it even scan packets as they come in.
Oh, I bet you that hogs it, though.
Ooh. It's gotta. I can't imagine doing it.
And I have a couple of ideas, like appliances that do things like that, and as soon as you turn it on, you can see just a huge degradation in performance as far as, like, you know, it looks like your bandwidth just completely crapped out. You're back at, like, dial-up speeds.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get shot in the face, I'll tell you that.
Violence in Virginia tonight.
I'm going to come after the Mozilla Foundation next. Son of a bitch. Get this shit, right? I ordered another server last week, and it came in and for a backup. So I finally, this was on Monday night, right? So, like, I called my wife up during the day, and I said, you know, I'm going to take the kids to go see Hannah Montana. I think I'm going to go tonight. I thought it was really good. Actually, surprisingly, it was really good. I loved it. But you're getting ahead of yourself there,
wow.
Davey.
What? Wait, what?
What?
Jesus Christ, did you wear your panties?
No, I had to because I had a skirt on.
Oh my God.
Well, wait, you get
Hannah Montana underwear.
We're not at that part of the story yet, alright? So... I said, I'm going to take him as a surprise, because she had to go to school, so and then she had clinic hours on Tuesday. So I was planning to go on Monday, because it's like Monday and Tuesday are $5 movies all day long. And there was a 6 o'clock showing, and there was a 7 o'clock showing on Monday. And on Tuesday, there was only a 6 o'clock showing. So I didn't think I was going to get home in time, and the 7 o'clock was ideal. So I get home, and it's like 5:30, so I got an hour before... we need to leave, so I can make him dinner and stuff. So I'm making him dinner, and I got the new server, and I'm like, you know what? It's been like a month now that I've had the other server, and it's been sitting on top of my end table and not in the rack. So I said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take the old crap out and put the new server, you know, get rid of the old crap. So, of course, in my effort to take the laziest way out, one day I'll take a picture, but the rack is crammed in right between the wall and the dryer, washing machine dryer, and in front of that is the table where the new server was on, and next to that was my desk where my computer's on, so there's not a lot of space, so I figure I'll just push the cords out of the way, move the table as much as I can and pull them out on an angle, the old stuff out, and then slide the new one in there, right? And that way I don't have to power down the server and unplug it. Well, I got a better idea. I'm going to pick the new server up and I'm going to put it on top of the washing machine, right? So I do that, and everything's going fine until I bump the power cable out of the new server and it shuts down. So at that point, I'm like, oh, crap, right? I didn't get a chance to take it down gracefully. My virtual machines were all up and running on it, virtual servers.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, this is going to suck, but all right. So I take all the other crap out, and I'm fussing with getting the new server in there, moving stuff around, and finally, I get everything in there like 20 minutes later. I'm powering it up, sweaty as a pig because it was 91 degrees out, and it was hot in that room. And, I bring it up, and I'm like, well, I got to go launch my virtual machine. So I go over to my Slackware machine, my main workstation, and I fire up the web browser to connect to the web interface for the VMware, and it won't load. And I'm just sitting here like, I have no connection to the internet, so I can't look up any errors because that's on a virtual machine. I'm sitting there dead in the water. Right, so
the
I'm
only
like,
thing you can think of is, thank God I'm going to see Hannah Montana.
No. So, like, I'm like, this is freaking great. So I'm like, there has to be a way to launch the virtual machines from the command line. So I get over there, and I'm looking, putzing around, looking at VM run, trying to figure out how to run it. And they're giving examples. They give an example of how to start VM, use VM run to start a VMware image using Windows from the command line on the workstation. Then there's one to stop VMware session running on a VMware server under Linux. But there's not one to show you how to start. So it's really confusing. So I call LinkUp, and for the next hour, you know, he's like, well, you got to get the web interface running. It'll work a lot easier. Got it. So I'm putzing with the web interface, and you know, finally we're like, all right, he's like, well, why don't you try reinstalling VMware? And I'm like, I think it has to do with, like, the SSL software, because when I tried to run VMrun the first time, it told me that it couldn't find the libcrypto and the libssl libraries because the version was looking for 0.9.7, and what I had on the machine was 0.9.8, so in an update, something went wacky, and I couldn't fix it. Well, long story short, I removed VMware because I had the whole RPM on my machine, VMware server twice, put it back in, futzed around with this thing for an hour. My daughter kept coming in, because my wife had leaked that we were doing something special, kept coming in saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I'm telling her, you got to wait. I'm trying to get this fixed. Finally, about 7:15, we missed both shows, right? 7:15, and the next show was at 8:45. That was kind of late. At 7:15, I figure out how to launch the VMware properly. So I launched this thing up. I launched my main server image. Actually, it was about 7 o'clock, and I'm excited, but it won't connect. I can't connect to it. Well, long story short, I was launching the wrong image because I had two images on there. One was a broken one, and one was the correct server one. No! So by 7:15, I had figured all this out. I got the server up and running. Everything's back to normal. My machine was down for like 2 hours. It's there's no way we could have made the 7 o'clock showing. So I get online, and I see it's playing at Cafe Cinema. So we go to Cafe Cinema, watch Hannah Montana. It was fantastic. Loved it. It was just a great time. The kids were happy. I got to feed them dinner and watch a movie at the same time because it's Cafe Cinema. It was cheap as hell. It was like, I think it was $5 a movie a seat, so... All in all, it worked out very well. Link was like, well, you should probably uninstall. Something's wrong. You should probably uninstall your VMware and redo the whole server. Once you get your second server up and transfer stuff over, redo it because something sounds horked, right? Well, this is what I come to find out about a few minutes ago. When I launched the web interface on my AAA, it works fine. So all that time I spent, so there must be some kind of incompatibility issue with either Java, the version of Java on Jaunty and Slackware Current, or Firefox and that version of Web Access for the VM.
I bet it's because the latest version of Jaunty runs Java 6 by default. I bet you the application wants 5.
But you know what? That really pisses me off because I spent 2 hours dicking around with something when I didn't have
to.
You're
never going to get those 2 hours back again.
I'm never going to get them back. But I didn't get to see Hannah Montana. That's all I'm
so your life is complete now, Dan.
That's what I get. What? Well. Was that you, Dave Yates, is about to say something?
No.
That's what you get for using closed source software.
Ah. Yeah. Shut up, Gorkhan. I blame Link. Like, let me compose my hate mail. But, you know, I got to give Link... Link was, you know, helped me, and he was, you know, looking stuff up for me and really helped me out for, like, those 2 hours. And, you know, in the process, my phone battery died. I was like...
So it was a nightmare. But good news is there's another server here. Bad news is when I fired it up, it's even louder than the old server. Holy mackerel. I gotta mess around in it. Yes, Kent, it was Cinema Cafe, not Cafe Cinema, and I apologize. But if you get the opportunity to see the Hannah Montana movie, you'll be popping and locking in the aisles afterwards. It's
popping and locking.
Popping
yeah.
and locking?
Yeah, popping
and locking. Gotta say, I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Gosh.
You don't know what popping and locking is?
Yeah, do you own a Mac? You're hitting all the criteria, man.
I should, huh? How much Hannah Montana?
I'm checking off the list one by one, man. You're not doing too well.
I'm going to pop and lock. I'm going to watch Hannah Montana play with it.
Yeah, you get the new iPod Touch.
I downloaded the Hannah Montana soundtrack off of iTunes.
Yeah. We can get a group of people at Southeast Linux Fest and go see High School Musical 3, Dan.
You know what? We won't have to. I will bring it along with us because I have it.
Oh, you have it. Perfect.
Yeah. You know what? High School Musical 3 is not as good as the other two.
I wouldn't know.
Living year old told me that.
What's that, Dave?
I wouldn't know.
My 11-year-old told me that.
She did. Yeah, I didn't really like High School Musical 3. But you should take your kids.
I didn't even know there was one. Are you serious?
There is, yeah. It was in the movie theater.
Oh,
Dan, are you gay?
No, he just got daughters.
Yeah, come on, get with it.
David just being quiet about it, where Dan is completely honest about it.
Hey, I was on record on this show once saying that I was taping Cheetah Girls for one of my daughters once.
Was that the one where they went? Was that the second one or the first one?
It was the first one.
Did you see the second one?
India.
Yeah, did you see the one where they went? You know what you need? Seriously, Dave, you know what you need to catch? It'll come around again. Cowbells. Cowbells is awesome.
I saw part of that.
Cowbells. That is good. It has those two hot chicks, too. Like I don't know why Disney hasn't gone further with those two, but there. Cowbells is good. You know, I was kind of disappointed with Hannah Montana that it didn't have her best friend, the one. Oh crap, I can't remember her name. Her best friend wasn't in it a lot, and the two guys, the guy best friend and. It was just mostly Hannah, but I don't know. Emily Osment. Yeah, Emily Osment, the one who plays, and I'd have to ask my daughters what their names are. Now I'm drawing a blank, or I'll have to go to the Hannah Montana website.
Again.
Just remember.
I'm so glad I don't have girls.
You get the best of both worlds.
I get that joke.
Oh, jeez.
Dave, I'm telling you, man, you take your kids to see this, you will enjoy this movie. It is worth it. It is worth it. I was skeptical, but I really did enjoy it. My wife was surprised that I enjoyed it.
I took them to see Monster vs. Aliens.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, I saw that one.
The first 3D movie. Yeah, that's the first 3D movie I've seen in 30 years.
I got to say something to Tim Ritt, man.
Yeah, just talk right over Dave
Fuck
Yates.
You. That's all. Let's get back to Linux.
What was the 3D movie you saw like 30 years ago?
It was Friday the 13th, Part 3, I think.
Oh, okay. So what did you think of the 3D in Monsters vs. Aliens?
I embarrassed both of my daughters because I was like reaching up trying to grab stuff and giggling, and it was amazing to me. I'm an old man.
That was a good movie though, wasn't it?
That was still.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
There's
Agent X says Hannah Montana uses Linux.
There was a lot of
of homage to old, what is it, 50s and 60s sci-fi movies in that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the alien had that look about him.
But that was a really good movie.
Too bad Link's not on. He could talk about the new Star Trek.
Why? That's next week. Aren't you going to see it?
Yeah, I'm going to go see it. I don't know if I'm going to... I don't know. I'd like to see if I can talk the wife into taking Luke with us. Ugh.
Why? Why not?
I think he could get a kick out of it. I don't think it's going to be a bad movie. I mean...
It's nothing more...
What are the movies J. Abrams directed? Now, I know what TV shows he's done, but what movies has he done? I forget. Was it Fantastic Four? Was it Superman? What was it? It wasn't Superman.
Yeah, I thought he did.
Who did
I can't remember which one.
Who did Transformers?
No, that was
not him.
Michael
Bay.
What's his name?
Yeah, Michael something, yeah. Not J.J. Yeah.
Bay.
Michael Bay, that's
right.
I can't wait for that new movie.
What, Transformers 2?
Transformers 2 looks sweet.
Yeah.
Well, you got a lot of whammies this month. You got Wolverine in this week. Star Trek next week. You going to see that in IMAX?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we're planning on, too.
I'm looking at J.J. Abrams. I don't see any other movies that he's done.
Okay. Maybe
no,
Boston
he did,
sir. I don't...
Look at IMDb.
Yeah, he's done
lots
more
of
than...
TV stuff, but no movies. You know, he did Fringe and, you know, of course, Lost.
What about that stupid monster movie?
Untitled.
Overfield?
Was that J.J. Abrams?
Wasn't it?
I don't recall. I saw Overfield. I liked it.
Yeah, that was J.J. Abrams.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
right.
That's right.
Well, no, he was a producer on Cloverfield, though.
I didn't see Cloverfield, so I have no opinion on it.
I didn't either. Dan, did you ever see that movie called Host? It's a horror movie from Korea.
You know, I had that record on the Mythbox. I haven't actually watched it.
No, is it good?
It was pretty good.
Is it really violent?
It reminded you of Jaws, except it was a sea monster. It was pretty good.
I'll have to Netflix it then.
Hey.
Yeah, that's an okay movie.
It's on soundtrack. He's got a soundtrack credit for Mission Impossible 3.
Who, J.J. Abrams?
J.J. Abrams does. Yeah.
Wow, he does it all. He's like a broadcasting system in himself. Like Jupiter Broadcast.
He's all over the place.
But John Carpenter did the music for Halloween.
He did all the music for all the movies.
Yeah.
Escape from New York.
He did something on Shrek.
John Carpenter did something on Shrek?
That's J.J. Abrams. I'm sorry.
Wait, J.J. Abrams wrote Armageddon?
Yeah, he wrote the screenplay.
I hated it. That movie kind of sucked, but...
I got one for Dan. Oliver Stone wrote Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, I loved Conan the Barbarian.
Conan.
That was a good movie, Oliver Stone's.
Crab! The hell with you?
So, should we talk about why Linux sucks?
I would like to hear that presentation.
Who said that? Oh, Brian. Oh,
God damn it. Come on. did you look at his presentation notes?
Not yet. I'm going to tomorrow.
I did. I thought he made some good points there. I don't agree with his approach and some of his conclusions, but I thought he made some good points.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people have been saying.
Now, somebody had said that the presentation was not well attended.
Well, go figure.
At a Linux Fest?
I wonder why.
I don't know what kind of numbers the Northwest Linux Fest has anyway. I mean, I don't know how big it is.
I think it's pretty big.
It's been around 10 years. Yeah, it's been around 10 years.
Yeah. a lot of hype behind it.
Bum, 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 bum. I didn't know desktop Linux was up in the first place. That was news to me.
I can always go back to Mac.
Me too.
Southeast Linux Fest will be better because it does have fried chicken.
Does it? Are you going to have fried chicken at Southeast Music Fest?
You gotta get a barbecue truck outside, man.
I do. I don't know if it's on our budget this year.
It should be just like a fried chicken and drumstick in everyone's bag.
KFC.
That's pretty good. I like it.
Your wife could make some, like, barbecue for us.
Now, Dave, do you have vinegar-based barbecue down there, like in North Carolina?
I know of one place where you can get vinegar-based barbecue sauce in three counties. In the three counties that I drive through every day, I only know of one place where you can get vinegar-based barbecue sauce. It's mostly
really?
Mustard where I live. Yeah. Well, we've got, there's five distinct barbecue regions in South Carolina. They actually did a study. A couple of sociologists.
Of course they did.
Yeah. But, I like mustard-based. But I like vinegar-based, too, as long as it's hot. I'm not a fan of the sweet stuff. Sweet tomato-based, I don't like. Like Memphis style or anything like that, don't like it.
See, I like that kind of barbecue sauce.
Problem.
Well, you're a Yankee.
I don't appreciate that kind of attitude. Not nice.
Hey, Bellstar in the chat room asked if we had boiled peanuts where I live. Y'all ever had those before?
Yeah.
I have.
Nasty.
No, they're great. They're like,
yuck.
What's that Japanese soybean? I can't say it. Epinami? You know what I'm talking about?
Wasabi?
Edamame?
No, yeah, that's it. What Volkan said. It's like that.
Edamame?
That's good for you.
Edamame.
Oh,
yeah.
Boiled peanuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Yuck.
I like peanuts, man, but peanuts don't like me.
To me. It'll tear you up, huh?
Keep him away from Dan if you're smart.
No shit.
So you guys moving all your databases over to Postgres now?
Nah.
Since MySQL is moving to the dark side?
Well, we don't know what's going to happen. The founder of MySQL, you already forked it, Maria Database?
Yeah.
Yep.
See, I thought this was what we needed, though. Some big company to throw a bunch of money and make it proprietary, and so then it's going to suck so bad. I'll go to the Oracle database.
Well, that's what Brian says.
Oh, wait. Somebody wants us to play something, so... Here, listen to this.
Email from a guy called Punk. Eric Raymond, brackets.
Does he feel lucky?
Is a bollock face. Says, alright lads, I've been listening to your show for ages and been tempted to email a few times, but the Eric Raymond interview prompted me into action. Incidentally, if you like Eric Raymond, you might not want to listen to this, because he's really fucking lazy.
Let's go.
Well, I was so glad he appeared on the show, because it's only now that I can download Lug Radio every fortnight without worrying if that gobshite will ever turn up. I would respectfully request that you don't have him on for a 5-minute update. You've had two of them so far, so it might happen.
Someone's counting.
Well, fuck off, by the way. We're going to do more 5-minute updates. I know we keep saying this.
At some point.
But he doesn't want him on for a 5-minute update for the following four, count them, four reasons.
I hate Eric Raymond.
You don't go to four,
right?
Do you?
Reason number one, Eric Raymond is bollocks. Reason number two, the OSI is bollocks. Number three, the Cathedral and the Bazaar is bollocks. And number four, his opinions on everything are bollocks.
He's a very eloquent individual.
Perhaps all I can hope for is that my Christmas wish will come true, that I'll fall in love with potatoes, start the open potato initiative, and generally fuck off and leave the rest of the world in peace. Of course, I'd have to give up potatoes, but you take the rough with the smooth. All the best, Ross M. Thank you very much, Ross.
That's a fantastic
comedy email of the week.
I'm not sure if I can top that one. That was brilliant.
Let's have him every fortnight.
Yeah. Open potato Punk. Initiative.
Send us in some more emails.
That'd be the OPI.
I tell you one thing, I'm not willing to give up potatoes.
You live on potatoes. Oh,
chips, finest delicacy in the world.
Chip
fans, mail in.
Of course, they're not really chips, really, they're French fries or
no,
freedom fries.
None of that. None of that bullshit chip. Freedom fries.
Freedom.
Hey, wait a minute.
Holy shit.
Wasn't that Love Radio? That? I don't know. Trolls wanted to send a message to everybody. That's that. I thought it was going to be something different.
Flossing with bacon. That's going to be cool.
Excuse me?
Floss Weekly. That Jono's going to be
listen,
like...
You still
my back to podcasting? Well, Floss Weekly, yeah. It's pretty good lately.
Of course he does.
I laugh at Leo, but...
Yeah, Leo doesn't have a clue about Linux. That's pretty clear.
Not anymore.
He's telling old ladies to spend $1,200 on a Mac so they can browse the internet and read email. Or they could do the same thing with a 500 Dell box with an Ubuntu preloaded on it. That's all I have to say about that.
Or even cheaper netbook. Yeah.
Well, boys, getting late, and I've got a date with Hannah Montana.
Woo! You're going to get the best
you
of both
Chad.
Worlds.
Ooh, baby. Best of both worlds, huh?
Yeah, players yeah. Out, man.
Hold on a second. Man, you're so... I got a song for tonight. Hold on.
Red Sox.
No, not this week. I don't know.
Dova?
No, that's for the after show. Right.
What, you like to know?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
This is called Get Drunk Remix by Fake or Freak off of Jamendo. It's pop alternative drunk fake freak electronic or get. Whatever that means, I don't know.
Oh, God.
So, next week we have ourselves again, right?
Right. I was going to try to get Sully Haglund. She posted a really good blog posting. She had an open letter to Larry Ellison of Oracle regarding OpenOffice and the future of it.
Yeah, I read that. That looks pretty good. Here, man, if you want to try and get her on.
I'll put that. I want to see if I can get her on. Also, right. Listen to the Myth TV cast if you get a chance, if you haven't done so already.
Oh, here you go, pimping your stuff again.
To get your full complement of Myth TV goodness.
That's a good show. I listened to that, and I really enjoyed it. I look forward to the future episodes. But, you did a great job.
Yeah, thank you. It was a good time. Looking forward to it.
All right, here it is, Fake or Freak. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, guys. Have a happy...
Hey, John Boy.
Dave, would you like to apologize for anything before we leave?
I'm sorry. I don't have anything to apologize
for.
Dave's going to apologize for Dan screw-up at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. All right, well, I will talk to you on Friday, Dave Yates.
You will? Oh, yeah.
For another Apollocast.
Colin show.
Yeah.
A Colin.
Apollocast.
a Polycast call-in.
A colon cast?
There you go.
That's your... That's Saturday.
Explosive diarrhea.
Well, all right, well, here it is. Baker Freak. Thank you.
Hey, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
The time is over, and I'm still sober. I want to let these things show. You're so cool when you get drunk. How would you like to be just you? Oh, yeah. Let's get a drunkie, yes.
Cigarette dreams drive me crazy, and I still wanna see things too. Just when I get you drunk, I wanna be so cool.
So cool.
Just when I get you drunk, I wanna be so cool.
Southeast Linux Fest is a community event for anyone who wants to learn more about Linux and free and open source software. It is part educational conference and part social gathering. Like Linux itself, it is shared with the attendees of all skill levels to communicate tips and ideas and to benefit all who use Linux and free and open source software. The Linux Fest is a place to learn, to make new friends, to network with new business partners, and most importantly, to have fun. Come join us for the first annual Southeast Linux Fest on June 13th, 2009 in Clemson, South Carolina. Register today at southeastlinuxfest.org.
It's a Little Thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a Lincoln bat. For the streaming, go direct to DLNTS.org. And ICChannelsLinuxThing.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up.
Just shut up. It's over.
You all right there?
I think Gorkon's lost control of his bodily functions.
I don't think he's
lacking. Not tonight, it didn't.
No, who's burping and farting in the background?
Yeah, it's all Gorkon. Smelled like Gorkon.
Maybe.
Hey, that twit Linux haters post I put there, I get like 30, 40 hits on that every month, man, since I first talked about it.
Still? How long ago was that?
It's been a while. It's when we had Randall Schwartz come on.
Dude, you should ask Randall if he can get Leo to come on, if Leo has time in his busy schedule.
I don't want to talk to Leo again. If he wants to talk to us, he can invite us on his show.
Yeah, like that'll happen.
That'll never happen.
When hell freezes over.
That's Jono.
Yeah, and Andrew Newcomb,
seriously,
too. That's
Jono.
Yeah, but they ain't going to invite us.
Yeah,
on.
Newcomb, yeah.
They're not going to invite us on. No way.
Because we don't write fluff software. Well, we don't write that much fluff software, I should say. Have Link on for Bash Potter.
We don't want people... We don't want to spread unreliable Bash scripts. Wasn't that one of the reviews?
Yeah, really.
Well, gentlemen, I gotta get going, because I gotta eat and tend to the wife and fire off the stove a song, so... I think you don't want to be here for that.
99, Dan.
99, everybody. Here's your Doba Song of the Week. Do the Buffalo.
Buffalo, 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 Buffalo.
Thank you.
There's such a lag. Say something.
Hello?
1, 2, 1, 2. Okay. Alan, you sound much better now.
I have no
Alan sounds better.
Like, who sounds better?
Of opening and closing a key. It must have been the charm.
Well, now you sound like crap again. Now you sound like you're talking to a tin cup. It was sounding good when you first got on.
Hello?
I don't have an answer then.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me, Alan?
I can hear you. Obviously, I don't sound very good for everybody.
Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
You sound fine, Dave.
Can you turn yourself up a little,
you know,
Alan?
My laptop just...
Give me a second here.
Your laptop crapped on you, Dave.
Johnny just... Again, this is the third time today. But I can still talk on a Kiga, but I can't do anything on the laptop.
Should try Windows 7.
That's the fourth time. Dave, you still there?
Sure. I don't know, Anna.
You're cutting in and out.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Is that any better?
Can you hear me?
I'm going to have to reboot this thing anyway.
Hello?
Is that you, Alan?
Yeah. Sounds like you're doing the tin cup thing.
All right, well, you guys have a good time. I ain't fucking with this thing. I'm just tired of it. I'll see if I can get back on. I'll try it. I'll try again a little bit later. I'll call myself over on the other phones here and see if I can get it to work a little bit better. But anyway.
You know what's odd? Testing.
Hello?
What the heck? What do you say, Dave?
I say hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm getting a delay on my end. I have like a 1 second delay.
How do
can
you
hear me?
I can hear you echoed.
I was going to say, I hear him echoing.
Can you hear me echo now?
No.
All right, that's because I had my headphones plugged in that I was monitoring.
Yeah, that's what usually happens when you have the headphones cranked up really loud and they're, like, sitting next to your microphone. It'll pick it up.
Ay, ay, ay.
Now I hear the television.
Yeah, it's American Idol night, baby. Who's gonna win?
I have never watched American Idol in my entire life.
I'm offended that American Idol exists.
I had a dream the other
night
that I was singing a Phil Collins song on American Idol.
Get over there and pick that up now. You're making a mess in this house. Dave, I'm gonna kick your face in.
That's interesting.
All right.
Christ, Hotmail sucks anymore.
Hotmail.
Yeah, that's what I have on Hotmail. I have all my crap addresses over there.
Okay. For that, man.
And that's where I think I sent my Akiga password. And any way you look at it, it sucks.
It is crap.
What's it smell like? Fuck.
There you go, Alan. Thank you.
I'll be back in a moment. Let me try something here.
You better try something, baby. Smell like a fishy pig.
Beer is tasty.
Oh, you're
watching
that right
now. Adventure tonight? We're going to announce our new venture tonight, Saturn Broadcasting Company.
Uranus Broadcasting.
Uranus Broadcasting. We're going to have the Uranus Linux distribution. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be brown, but we love the brown.
Well, that's why my audio's not coming out there. It helps.
Is Dan breaking up, or is that just...
Me breaking up?
Dan breaking up. Yeah, it was.
Did I break up? Am I better now?
Yes, you did. You sound fine now.
Am I better now?
Send part social gathering. Like Linux, it's...
All right.
Hey, any of you guys use Pop Mail with Thunderbird?
I use IMAP.
I used to. I quit using Thunderbird about a month ago.
Oh, what are you using now?
I don't even check those emails anymore. I just quit checking them. I still use Gmail for domains. That's where I moved everything. Just one less window open. Hello?
Yes?
Still here? Are you going to start your show sometime soon?
Wondering.
Yeah, we're working on it. Somebody's saying there's a lot of line noise on the stream.
We're streaming?
Yeah, but I think it's you.
Duh! Huh? Who is? Is it me?
Yeah, I think so.
Does the line noise go away when I do this?
Yes.
Yep.
Dan has the fan from the old server hooked up to a power supply, and it's just whirling in the background for no reason.
Directly to his headset.
Yep.
And then that's back now, right?
Yep.
Of course.
All right. Is that better?
A little bit.
Maybe a little.
Is that better?
No.
Now you're quieter.
Is that better?
No.
Is that the same?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same.
Louder.
It's just a fan, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be out of here in a minute. So.
I can live with
that's,
it.
That's...
It was Chad over there complaining.
Man, I wrapped the cord around the wrong thing, and now you gotta
move. I think this probably isn't any better.
No, that sounds just fine. You just stay like you are.
In the tin can, huh?
You sound fine. You sound, you know, no worse than other people sound.
I don't know what
get
this is.
Shit. I'll tell you what it is. Goddamn nightmare is what it is.
Glad to see we're on the Linux crank schedule tonight.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready to go.